message.
We all have that nagging inner voice that loves to criticize us and fill our minds with discouraging self-doubt. You know the one, constantly putting you down, making you second-guess yourself, and convincing you that you are just not good enough. This negative self-talk is debilitating. It undermines our confidence and often prevents us from reaching our full potential. It does not have to be that way. With a little self-awareness and practical strategies, it is possible to subdue that harsh inner critic and replace it with a more supportive, encouraging inner voice. We can begin to effectively manage that negative self-talk. First, we must notice our negative thought patterns. Start paying close attention to the critical messages that your inner voice is feeding you. Do you constantly fixate on perceived flaws and shortcomings? Do you catastrophize minor setbacks? Do you assume the worst about upcoming challenges or situations? We can get in the habit of actually listening to our self-talk throughout the day. Now, we might even keep a thought journal for the week, writing down examples of our negative thought patterns as we notice them. And once we become more aware of this critical inner voice, we can begin to challenge it. Once we have identified our recurring negative thought patterns, we can counter them with more rational self-talk. Look at the evidence for and against these negative messages we are giving ourselves. More often than not, we will realize there are plenty of counterexamples and alternate perspectives that are worthy of consideration. When we catch ourselves fixating on our shortcomings, we can reframe it in a more balanced way. For example, instead of "I'm so bad at public speaking," we can think "public speaking is difficult for me, but I am working on improving it bit by bit. I am getting better and better." When we find ourselves assuming the worst about an upcoming situation, we can consciously replace those catastrophic predictions with more realistic assessments. It is extremely powerful to stop negative thought cycles in their tracks and replace it with more constructive self-talk. A huge part of negative self-talk is being excessively self-critical. We judge ourselves so harshly over even the most minor mistakes or flaws, but would we ever dwell on and mercilessly put down a close friend over a small error or shortcoming? We would be understanding and encourage them to go a little easier on themselves. Make an effort to extend that same compassion toward yourself. If you would not criticize a friend over something, don't turn that harsh judgment on yourself. Practice self-acceptance and treat yourself with kindness. When we notice negative self-talk creeping in, we can visualize how we would respond if we were talking to a dear friend in the same situation. We would be much more supportive and encouraging than our inner critic. We can do the same for ourselves. Another highly effective strategy is to dispute that negative inner voice with cold, hard evidence to the contrary. If we failed at a task, did poorly on a test, or had an unpleasant social interaction, our inner critic will likely leap into overdrive, just attacking our abilities and making sweeping statements like, "Oh, I'm such a failure," or "I will never be able to do this." We have to ask ourselves, are those statements really true? What's our overall track record? Is this one poor outcome truly indicative of my skills and potential, or is it just a minor blip? Taming our negative self-talk, it's an ongoing process, but it is one that's invaluable for building unstoppable self-confidence and resilience. The way we talk to ourselves has a profound impact on our mindset, our sense of self-worth, and the perception of our capabilities.